Hey kittens, I always thought it would be dope to find a way for you guys to hear the way I've wrote my blog post. I know a lot of you all don't know me personally, so you're not aware of how I speak and how I pause when I speak and how I can move kind of fluidly between being super Southern and wildly West Coast. I just hope this helps. Y'all let me know how you feel about it. I can't promise it's always going to happen. I can't promise that I'm never going to do it again. What I can say is, just like everything else on this blog, it's mine and I'm going to do what I feel. I hope you enjoy it. The name of this post is Stranger. This move has been a culture shock. As much as I adore the diversity and free minds of California, sometimes it's a lot. Sometimes I feel incredibly alienated from reality here. By birth, I'm a California girl. By choice, I'm Southern. I'm open. I believe in the live and let live train of thought. Maybe I'm not as open-minded as I thought, or maybe. Just maybe, I've got to recalibrate because your girl is feeling like she's in the twilight zone. What's most interesting to me is all the labels people slap on themselves and sometimes others here. I've legitimately had someone say, "Hi, my name is Bernice. I'm polyamorous, polysexual, ovolactopescatarian, and I'm gender nonconforming. What's up with you?" All I had was, "I go by EJ. I just moved back from Atlanta." We just stood there awkwardly looking at each other. Her expression looking like, "That's it." Mine was like, "That's all." The feeling that I'm ordinary or plain is wildly foreign to me. I've always been deemed too much. Too loud, too bossy, too independent, too black, too fat, too proper, too confident. You know, all that mess. I've never given a damn. I like me. I've always been really into who I am at any given time in my past. I've only been to one party here that I didn't feel like a chocolate chip in a sea of snickerdoodle dough. I chose snickerdoodle versus sugar cookie because it's beige as fuck here, not exclusively white. When I was the only little black girl in my school, there was only like 10 of us, that liked Green Day and the Red Hot Chili Peppers, I felt alone, but not the need to change. When I wasn't having fun at the parties in Atlanta, I didn't vow to stay at home. I founded my own party, Slay. I'm not one to cram myself into existing parameters. I'm about living my truth and not really caring how people feel about it. Y'all ain't finna make me feel some sort of way for being Southern and polite. Something that's odd as hell to the locals. And for as of now, wanting to be in a monogamous relationship one day. I like to eat and I'm okay not being everyone's type due to my size. Yeah, I'm fat, but I'm still all of that. I like me. I want to give an honorable mention to my homie Jay Booker for being my wingman in these streets. Until next time, EJ. The song I chose is I Like That by Janelle Monae. I mean, it's pretty obvious why. I hope y'all enjoyed this. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.